pillowcase.
If a woman is wearing beads around her neck, you might say, that's certainly a pretty what of beads.
Neck, string of beads.
If two men have a fight and one defeats the other one very soundly, you might say, one man really what the other one.
Beads.
What do you call the back part of a man's legs when he's squatting down? You might say he got down on his...
When he's squatting down the back part? On his knees or on his all fours or something when he's squatting down.
What are some words that mean a stingy person? You might say, he never wants to turn loose a penny. He's really a...
Tight.
Suppose a person is wearing funny-looking clothes. You'd say, he really looks...
Old.
Okay. Would you ever use the word slouchy or tacky?
Tacky. We say, you look tacky, he looks tacky. But
okay, and what would that mean, exactly?
When I think of a person looking tacky, and everything about mismatch, nothing match.
Okay. And could you use tacky if you were talking about a woman instead of a man?
Yes,
woman
can be tacky too, very tacky.
What do you call it when a woman is wearing her best clothes? You'd say, she's really...
Dressed up.
And if you were talking about a man, you'd say, he's really...
Dressed up.
What word would you use to refer to an old person who's very lively and gets around very well? You might say, he's certainly what for his age?
Spry.
You'd say that someone who never wants to do any work and who doesn't have any ambition is...
Lazy.
What do you call a bird that makes a hole in a tree trunk with its bill?
Woodpecker.
What do you call an insect that jumps around in the grass?
Grasshopper.
What do you call an old house that people might say spirits lived in?
Haunted.
Okay. Are there supposed to be any haunted houses in this area?
Not that I know of.
Did you hear of any when you were growing up?
No, because most when I was growing up, somebody lived in the house. We didn't have any old, you know. That would be old house that somebody didn't live in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Somebody might be afraid to go past the cemetery at night because he'd be afraid of seeing...
Ghosts.
Have you ever seen anything like that that you didn't know?
Not long years ago, my sister and I, we were coming to church with our father in the night. And as we came along the road, we didn't live here, but we lived farther out. But the same community, we coming along, we saw something. Neither one of us know, but it looked like a great big old horse. And it seemed like it was walking on the top of the grass, and we started running.
Oh, my goodness.
We didn't stand to examine it. And that's the nearest thing I remember seeing nearest to a ghost that I ever remember.
Well, did your father see it too?
No, he didn't see it. He was ahead of us. And I think we were kind of, you know, in the night, and we didn't want to go to church.
Uh-huh.
But he said, come on, you are going to church. Go. He used to have prayer meeting. Come right out here to this church. And we were coming from way back out here. So we pouting a little, I guess, and slowing behind, walking behind. But after that, we didn't walk behind. We kept
I
up
bet
with
you
him.
Didn't.
We kept up with him. And that's the nearest thing I ever seen. But I thought it was...
Well, have you ever heard people talk about any other experiences like that? Yeah, seeing things around here?
No. I know, but this is another time. That's since I've been married. I went to Darien, and I had a friend that lived... I lived over there on the street, and you go through here. Just not far, and then go a little ways down on the next street. Cross the street, go a little ways down on the next street, and go into her house. And her mother was sick.